this world ain't getting better, they getting worse. Feel the curse, not just the verse, but hope that truth gets dispersed. Spent thousands of dollars on a purse, told me to quickly get outdated and faded, feeling jaded, about to burst. Honesty is cause the years of feeling insignificant, too legit to quit it. No, it's ragging on the president. I'm hesitant, but heaven sent to bring light to the darkness. Sometimes can be discouraged, but focus on the harvest. The hardest part is to guard your heart. Can't trust in our own wisdom, cause it's tainted from the start. We fallen, we fail, missed the mark, heads were nailed. Blinded by sin, the whole world should be reading in braille. But we prevail and yet continue to live in ignorance. Always having the answers, fighting depression with stimulants. When will we as a society reach sobriety? Focusing on IEDs, but don't even know RIDs. Distracted by the bling and the rings. All these things selling our souls to accomplish all our dreams. Huh, it seems, huh, that maybe this world can't fulfill my deepest desires, but that's all you know, so still. You run the drugs, run the sex, run the people and think that they will fill the empty void, yet the pleasure is gone in a blink of your eyes. Don't be surprised, we all going insane. We repeat the cycle daily, and yet nothing ever changes. Sometimes we brain dead, knowing what we should do, yet ignoring it for pages of the latest self-help book. But my self-help looks like I ain't got a clue in the world my self-help shook. But it's all good, I just ignore my problems and assume I'm misunderstood. So you grind, you hustle, get to the top of your class. Make more money than others and do your best to make it last. You a king in your own mind. Death is coming and you wish that you had more time. But death waits for no man, no man. And don't care about your plans, because death is out of your hands. But that ain't the end of the story, cause there's glory to reveal. You're hungry for the truth, so I come to offer a meal. Everyone always looks to teachers, cause we gotta learn. It's your turn to follow the teacher who grades on the curve. Cause the test we all failed, but he took the penalty for all of us with three nails. Males and females, this the story that we tell. Free of charge, so you can't find it in no retail. The truth to the matter is this proof on the platter. Death or life, it's time to choose the latter. Life is freely given to those willing to receive. We broke the law of God, so Jesus the Christ came to bleed. See, when you break the law, you gotta pay your fine. But God's law is so important that it will cost your life. See, we deserve to die, we deserve to rot. And it's all our fault, cause we know what's calling the shots. No one deserves heaven, even on your best day. But Jesus did it all, we gotta say yes to the sensei. We do things his way, and we see God on our side. When we're filled with God's spirit, depression has to hide. So more than just entertainment, you gotta learn today that you must repent, and that means that you must turn away from your evil ways, from the things that God don't want. And when you feel God's love, you will have no need to flaunt. So the choice is yours, tell me which one will you choose. Jesus has his arms wide open, we call that good news. The family of God is open to you on one condition. Surrender your heart to Jesus, cause it's time to transition.
Good afternoon to our radio listeners. This is your train conductor, D. Smith, on Teen Train Talk Radio, a.k.a. 3T Radio. I'm so excited about this program and the direction God has taken Teen Train. You may ask the question, what is 3T Radio? Well, I'm glad you did ask that question, so let me answer it for you. 3T Radio is a Christian youth and family talk show where our youth and their families can listen. They can share their feelings. They could talk about their struggles. They could talk about their victories. They could talk about the things that are a concern to them and then get a biblical and a practical perspective. I'm so excited because some of the things that this show is going to focus on is youth and politics. You know, the Bible says when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. So we really want to put a strong push to get our young people into the political arena. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about health and fitness because we know that the temple needs to be strong and it needs to be healthy for you to do the things that you need to do. We're going to talk about financial literacy. Our kids are talking about making money, but we want them to keep the money. We want them to be able to do something positive with that. We're going to talk about education and career resources. We want our young people to be strong. We want them to be making change in our communities. We're going to talk about peer pressure, self-esteem, dating, healthy choices. We're going to talk about bullying and violence. We're going to talk about entrepreneurship because our young people, they have that entrepreneurial spirit on them. So we want to talk about that. We want to harness that. We're going to talk about legal issues because there's some traps that are out there. And we got some expert people that are going to be a part of the show from week to week that's going to share their expertise and insight that can help empower our young people in these areas. We're going to talk about letting your light shine in a dark world, being bold for Christ. And I'm so excited about this one special segment that's going to be a part of the show from week to week, and it's called Louder Than a Bomb. And what this is about is highlighting our youth success, you know, the things that they're doing positive. As you know, the media is always highlighting negative things that's going on with our young people. Well, on 3T Radio, we want to talk about the positive. We want to highlight what they're doing good. And not only are we going to highlight it, we're going to have them be on the show, because this is a show that's all about the youth, and I'm so excited about it. And before we go to a commercial break, what I want to do is I want to just really kind of quickly talk about just this show, and that it's our inaugural show. It's our coming out party. Yeah, that's right, our coming out party, 3T Radio. And we got special guests today. We got Marcus Velasquez. We have Anthony Malone. And then we got the doctor, Dr. Eric Walker, that's going to be a part of the show. So without further ado, we got to pay some bills. We're about to go to a commercial break. And then we're going to bring our special guests, our first two guests on the show, and we're about to get it going. All right, let's take it to a commercial.
Too many signs we judge based on exteriors, thinking we superior, but feeling inferior. You know to feel it when your clothes are looking fly, when your girl is on your arm and you the envy of your guys. Or maybe the ladies pulling up in Mercedes, hair done after tight, looking like Mrs. Right, right? Top for the night, looky girls gone wild. Look at you, Bobby Choo, I think I wanna have your chance. Slow down, pop a bottle, throw some honey, honey. Living the fast life, and boy, you got you running, running, running. But stop, breathe, think. I'm thinking that you much rather have peace than a drink. Peace, let me speak in your direction, I will reach. I'm just here to teach, so hear me out, preach. Sweet, you've gotten used to hearing lies, no surprise, cause your eyes are focused on what's inside. Found between the thighs, realize that life is more than just riches, life is more than just power, life is more than just, yeah. Take it in, overindulge. Not even in a move, but always got something to prove.
I gotta prove something. I gotta prove something. I gotta prove something. My pride's on the line, gotta hide behind these lies. I gotta prove something. I gotta prove something. I gotta prove something. My pride's on the line, gotta hide behind these lies. I gotta prove.
It's amazing how we lie to our friends, family, and strangers. We won't acknowledge our pain and shortcomings for danger. Afford the fear of the realest, I can't expose. We're hungry for the riches at the expense of our souls. So let me pose a question in succession. With aggression and I'm stressing that it's time to learn a lesson. Yeah, what's the point of the comparison between folks? You gotta stand out from the...
I got to prove something. You hear my man Marcus Velasquez talking about this thing, and it's so appropriate because we're dealing with peer pressure today. And without further ado, we got two awesome men of God that's joining us today for our inaugural show. Please welcome my main man, Marcus Velasquez. What's up, Marcus?
What's up, brother? How you doing?
Man, brother, on this train getting it done, baby, on this train getting it done. And my other man, Anthony Malone, what's up, Malone?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, look, brother, our youth feel like they got to prove something. Isn't that right, brothers?
Yeah, right. I think so.
Yeah, they do, man. So what we want to do is we want to talk today because our theme is, you know, peer pressure, and we talking about who's zooming who. Are you leading or being led? And both you brothers, I got so much respect for you because of what you do, man, for the kingdom, your boldness, man, the gift that's on you. You could be doing that for anybody else, but you're doing it for Jesus. And so for that, man, I commend you brothers, man. So what I want to do is let's get right into this discussion because our listening audience, they want to hear about it. Let's talk about this thing. Marcus, let's go with you first, man. Why don't you share... How do you stay focused, man? First of all, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
All right, sir. Well, I am 27 years young. I'm married to my beautiful wife, Adi Bell, for almost 4 years next month.
That's what's up.
I am a minister of the gospel. I minister several ways, through preaching, through evangelism, through teaching, and then through music, like you played one of my tracks right before you introduced me.
That's right.
Now, I'm all about Jesus. At the end of the day, whatever the facet is or the outlet is, I'm here to introduce people to Jesus and those that know him and want to help them mature and disciple them and grow stronger in the Lord. So a little bit about me.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. That's what's up. Now, what type of music do you do, Marcus?
I do Christian hip-hop, rap. The terms are kind of interchangeable depending on the person, but, yeah, I do Christian hip-hop.
Okay, my man. That's my man, Marcus. Anthony, why don't you talk to us about yourself right now? Introduce yourself, man. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Praise the Lord. This is Anthony Malone, Christian recording artist, gospel sensation. I sing for the Lord. I'm a minister of music. And I also would like to throw a shout-out to Living Word Christian Center and the Gold Heart for Christ Youth Ministry. I'm a worship leader, and I definitely want to get deeper into this topic on peer pressure. I think that that's a big issue right now for our youth. And I think we need to nip it in the bud now before it gets too late. And I'm 23 years old. I love music with all my heart. I love God. I love Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful that I've had this opportunity today to have this interview with you guys, Team Train. I want to throw a special shout out to Team Train and Dwayne Smith.
Yeah.
And just say thank you, guys. I appreciate all of this. It's definitely love, and it's mutual. And anything I can do to give back to the body of Christ and the community and build the kingdom up and enhance the kingdom, I'm all about that. So let's go.
Man, that's what's up. Well, you know what? The train is packed, baby. We got a lot of youth that's on right now. We got parents on board, and we got these two great vessels. So let's get right to it. The first question I want to put out there to the both of you all, talk about how you stay focused on your call, man, and not compromise in an industry where compromise seems to be the prerequisite for success. So, gentlemen, let's talk about that. Marcus, why don't you hit that up first, man?
Honestly, the Word tells us to keep our eyes and our mind focused on heavenly things, on the things that are eternal and not temporary. And that's honestly the main thing, is that we want to prove things to other people, the society, our friends and family. We do that when our eyes are focused on them, when our eyes are focused on our current social status and how popular we are, and if people want to know our name and know what we do. And that's why we prove to other people, is because our eyes and minds are focused on the other people. They're focused on our current circumstances. So the word tells us to focus on the Lord, focus on God, focus on His kingdom, on the things that are eternal, on the things that will last. So anytime we lose that focus, when we stop looking up towards the heavens and towards God, and we start focusing on the minimal things, on our life and circumstances and people, that's when we start trying to prove things to other people, because that becomes our focus. But when our focus is on the Lord accepts us as we are. The Lord says, come to me as you are, and we have nothing to prove to God. We come to him as we are, and he accepts us for who we are, and we don't have to prove anything, because even at the end of the day, us trying to prove ourselves, even if we did our very, very best, us on our best day still doesn't deserve heaven. None of us deserve heaven. We all deserve hell. And when we come to that reality, honestly, it's like I don't have to prove anything because Jesus already proved it for me. He lived a life that I couldn't live. So when I focus on that, I find rest and I find peace in Christ. And I have nothing to prove to anybody because my God did it for me.
Man, that's awesome, man. Boy, look, I'm ready to take an offering up behind that one, man. That's good stuff, Marcus. That is good stuff. Anthony, man, won't you follow up behind that same question, man. Let me hear, because both of you all are ministers of the gospel, but you're impacting from two different angles. You know, Marcus, you coming from that hip-hop piece, and Anthony, you hitting it from an R&B type side. So how do you stay focused where it seems compromise is the prerequisite in this industry?
Well, first and foremost, I think definitely having a true worship lifestyle and me being a worshiper, first and foremost, for God, and in everything that I do, my lifestyle is worship. When I wake up in the morning, I have devotion. And throughout the day, I'm giving God all the glory and all the praise. And I think that that builds me up, and that gives me revelation and new ideas for songs and new revelation on ways to pray for people. And God ultimately, through the Word, speaks back to me, because the Word is alive. It's really a living Word. So just really being rooted and grounded in the Word of God, and not letting what the next man around me or even in the congregation is doing hinder me, walking in love unconditionally, and understanding that, that love covers a multitude of sins. And so I can't fall out of love with my brother or my sister, loving thy neighbor as I love myself as well, and even loving thine enemy. So with that love walk with God and with my peers and my brothers and sisters in Christ especially, I just stay consistent. It's a consistency. You have to build it up. It's a walk with God. Your daily walk with God is really the key to you being who you're going to be. And ultimately, he put it all inside of you already. You just got to unleash it, unleash the heaven inside you. So I just believe that that's the ultimate way for me to keep myself rooted and grounded and humbled, because it's easy to have a gift and to be able to be talented and to focus on the gift and to focus on the craft more than Jesus Christ and more than helping people. So I think that the Word of God and also my mother, that's definitely, she's a big impact on that. You as well, Dwayne, you know, I have a lot of people around me who stay on top of me, who groom me, who continuously rebuke me in a loving way, who continuously train me up. It's like we're on team training right now. I'm always getting trained by the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost. And God is just definitely real in my life, and I'm thankful.
Man, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. That's, again, man, both of you all are dropping bombs, man, and you're right on the money with this thing. And, you know, it seems that when I look at the Christian side of music, man, it looks like people starting out, man, staying with this thing, staying true to the call, and then you look up, man, their peers, everybody's starting to shift over to the other side, man. And I'm seeing it so often, and you almost feel like it's being watered down, and it's like, man, where's the power? How do you, now both of you all, I think you touched it already, but what do you have to say to the youth about something like that? Because we got a lot of young people that are talented in the music industry. And, you know, they could rap, man, and they could sing, but they not, for whatever reason, they don't want to sing about Christ. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, I think that the reason why, Dwayne, I think the reason why it's like that right now is because there truly has not been, I think that there's been a lot of entertainment going on in the gospel industry and in the Christian music industry. There's been a lot of trying to piggyback off of what the world is doing. And our system is totally independent. God's kingdom is totally independent from that. And we're supposed to be what they cling to and what they want to be like. So I believe that first and foremost, having your foundation in God, getting purified and cleansed of all of the unrighteous things and all of the impurities and all of the iniquities and the things and the sinful nature that you have, being cleansed of that and walking with God, once you're built up with Christ all in you and you reach that point in that pinnacle, then the Christ is going to be able to pour out of you, the Holy Spirit, everything that God has written in his word is true. He's not a man that he should lie, and it'll come to pass. So you just have to, I think that they're focusing so much on the gift and so much on the talent and not enough on God. And when you focus truly on God and you have a heart for God,
yeah,
it'll just pull out of you. You'll be able to understand really what's going on, because Satan has a veil over a lot of youth right now, over their eyes, and they don't really understand that Satan that's controlling their lives and that Satan that's speaking to them, their mind, and telling them to do certain things is not God. So once you're cleansed of that satanic stronghold and those demonic strongholds, and you're free, whom the sun sets free is free indeed, and that really is true. Because I remember some years ago, I wasn't at the place that I'm at now, and it was because I hadn't totally fully submitted. But when you fully submit to God and you give him your life, in return, he gives you freedom. He gives you a whole new life, a life that's going to be eternal, and also true joy and true happiness. And with those things, you're able to create great music. You're able to build great relationships. You're able to be a blessing to the people around you. You'll have an overflow of finances. You'll have an overflow of prosperity in every way. People will just love to be around you, and you'll be able to really, truly be an example and exemplify what Christ was and even do greater things. Like he said, you'll do greater things than he did when he was here. And so I think that definitely is the key.
Wow. Marcus, can you touch on that a little bit, too, even from the from the hip-hop arena, man, because a lot of our young kids, you know, because hip-hop is a culture, man. I grew up listening to Boogie Down Productions, man, you know, come on, Real Bad Boys, Move in Silence, and, you know, just, man, that was the era, man. The music was, you know, we had Run DMC, we had all these dudes out here, and we saw quickly, man, that hip-hop was not only just in the music, man, it was in the dress, it was in the way they talk. And see, I truly believe that every gift comes from God. And so, you know, and you're a gifted vessel, man, and you over on the hip-hop side, man. Talk about that in terms of the peer pressure and why our young people are shifting, man, from glorifying the kingdom, man, to getting over and using their gift for the other side.
Right. I mean, it can be talked about as far as...
Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. So I gotta have more. I got to have more. They say that I gotta have more. I got to have more. Hey, get your drinks up, huh? Dancing in the club, half naked, oh my. Going home with this man, that woman, I don't know. But I can't party and I put on a show. So, look at me, give me attention. I will do unthinkable things that you mentioned. I don't dance, but I lean, and I'm looking kinda mean. I'm a beast, I'm out of the scene, please. You must not know, I'm the life of the party and I got weed to blow. I got a couple shorties, I'ma bang at the crib. If there's more drugs and sex, then I got dibs. Drown all my fears and my problems with the bottle. Feeling kinda lonely despite all the models. Try liquor, try sex, try the blue pill. I consume them all and yet still. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. So I gotta have more. I got to have more. They say that I gotta have more. I got to have now. Drink some more. Gotta drink till I find myself passing out on the floor. I laugh all my problems away, ha ha ha. But my problems don't go nowhere, blah blah blah. I need a solution. I'm choking, I'm smoking my lungs like it's pollution. I'm wishing I could wake up like a solid dream. The pain is overwhelming and it makes me wanna scream. Ow! What can I do? I got no direction, so please give me a clue. I drink, I smoke, I end up worse. My life is feeling like I have been cursed. I wanna give up, drinks calling my name. Stuck in a rut with myself to blame. I got no purpose, what happens when I die? Drinking like this tonight might be tonight. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. So I gotta have more. I got to have more. They say that I gotta have more. I got to have more. Back now.
It's just the truth. Let it set you free.
Ha! I drink, I smoke, and they always just let me down. I drink, I smoke, and they always just let me down. Don't drink, don't smoke, cause they always will let you down. Don't drink, don't smoke, cause they always will let you down. I drink.
So you heard the truth. Drugs, alcohol, sex, it simply cannot satisfy. But I want to let you know something that does satisfy. That is the person of Jesus Christ. Call out to him and receive satisfaction.
Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. I love all these things, but they don't love me back.
So I gotta have more.
I got to have more. They say that I gotta have more. I got to have more. So bring it back now. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. Drugs, sex, and alcohol, they can't satisfy me. I love all these things, but they don't love me back. I love all these things, but they don't love me back.
So I gotta have more.
Got to have more. They say that I gotta have more.
I got to have more. So bring it back now.
Okay, we back with 3T Radio. We got special musical recording artists Marcus Velasquez and Anthony Malone on the show. We talking about who's zooming, who are you being led? Are you leading or being led? Talking about peer pressure in the music industry. And before we went to a commercial break, Marcus was getting ready to go into a thought. So, Marcus, I want you to pick right back up on that thought and bring that point across to the young people.
All right, sorry about that. I guess I lost the call. But yeah, we were talking about, you know, from a hip hop perspective, definitely in all facets of life, that people talk about what they know. In hip hop, it's an expression of your experience. A lot of hip hop is from the hood perspective, because a lot of people, that's how they grew up. So you can't talk about anything that you don't know or that you haven't experienced. So when we talk about kids not making music about Jesus, not making music about God, it's because they haven't experienced him. Because okay. Had they experienced him, they would have a ton of things to talk about. That's why I could talk for days, because I have so many things that I've learned and experienced through my intimacy with God. So that's the reason why people don't stand up for Christ or don't make music for God and stuff, is because they haven't experienced God. Now, listen to what I said. I said experience God, not necessarily go to church. Because see, church doesn't save people. You have a lot of people inside a church setting, inside the four walls of the church, but have never experienced God. And those are two huge different things, is that experiencing God changes people. Church does not change people, but experiencing the power and the presence of God, it is impossible to experience the power and presence of God and remain the same person. Plain and simple. Wow. Because I personally, I've been doing Christian hip-hop music for over 8 years now, nine years. And for the first few years, I was doing the same music as far as the message and things of that nature, but yet I didn't know God. All these churches were opening their doors to me, and I'm rapping on their stages and on their altars, but yet I didn't even know the God that I was rapping about until I was able to go to a Bible college in California, and God took me out of my comfort zone. I had no friends, no family out there. I had no one to rely on, and I had no distractions. And it was when all my distractions were taken away that I was able to experience God, and I have never been the same ever since. That's why I cannot stop talking about Jesus, because of the experience that I have with God. So people need to experience God, and when they do that, they'll never be the same.
Man, that's good. That's real good, man. Now, what I like for the both of you all, you said some powerful stuff, Marcus, and that I mean, you know, when you think about people going to church and not having the experience, man, that's when you start getting off into the religious aspects of it. And so that's what you said has to be the case, because we don't see any change. We don't see fruit. And that speaks even to what Anthony was talking about, you know, being a worshiper, getting up and praying and letting God have the gift. After all, he is the gift giver. So what I'd like for the both of you all to do is, can you kind of share some advice right now, you know, and about, I'd like for you, Anthony, for about a minute to kind of give some advice to our young listening audience. Their parents are tuned in. What is some advice that you can give to the parent, you know, for the kid that keeps telling mom, you know, I want to sing, you know, I want to get into this thing, and that's all they're talking about. And I'd like for you, Marcus, to be able to touch that as well. So, Anthony, can you hit on that for a minute, just the advice that you like to give to the youth?
Definitely. I feel like, first and foremost, you definitely have to do whatever tactic and way that you approach a youth or child with. When it comes to a passion or something that they love to do or that they're interested in, approach it with love and approach it with a common concern for the betterment of the child's future. Because sometimes children don't really understand right away that a parent is trying to protect them from experiencing certain things, not because they're not going to experience them, but because they could kind of, it might hinder them or slow them down and keep them on a, stray them away from destiny for a little bit. So from my perspective of what I went through, having a fortified family and a mother who didn't give up on me even when I wasn't singing about God, when I wasn't singing about Jesus Christ, and when I wasn't singing about how God saved me. It came about through my mother consistently standing on top of my neck. So,
okay.
And I can honestly say that if you really love your child, you definitely will do that, no matter what, how mad or how angry they get, because you love them. And like God chastens those that He loves. So, you know, chasten your child, you know, and definitely take an initiative to not letting your child do whatever and think about whatever, and let them know, okay, you might not be able to control what he's doing or what she's doing, but tell her, hey, you know, what you're saying about, I've been through those stages, you know, I know what that's about, and it doesn't lead you anywhere. It's death. It's not life. It doesn't bring you to life. It doesn't bring you freedom. And so, you know, just really standing on top of, first and foremost, the Word of God, and kind of showing them that it's a process, but it's worth it, though. You know, be a Christ-like example, because I think that was another one of the reasons why I wanted to, you know, come to the kingdom. I saw other people around me. My mother, she was a big example of that. You know, she exemplified a true woman of God, and I wanted to be a true man of God. So be an example for your child through Christ Jesus. And that definitely, the power of God is so powerful and strong, and it'll change. It changes lives. It breaks yokes. It sets people free. And that definitely will take care of the job. And pray. Prayer also is definitely number one. Pray. That right there, that thing right there, that thing right there, put things in,
right
box,
there, right?
In the back. In Jesus' name. So that's it.
Okay, good. Marcus, can you give some advice right now to our parents and the youth that are now listening on the radio, hearing what's going on right now? Can you give a piece of advice, a nugget that you can give to the parent and to the youth?
Much as I can.
Marcus, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, can you drop a nugget?
yeah, man, the first thing, honestly, that came to my mind when you asked your question was encouragement. I think the greatest thing the parents can do for their kids is encourage them because, I mean, you know, children look up to their parents, whether they want to admit it or not, man, they look up to their parents, and you can have all the outside encouragement of the world. You can have teachers and tutors and ministers and youth pastors pouring into these kids, but if they're not getting it at home, they're just not going to get it because it starts at home. So, number one is encouragement. Encourage your kids, you know, in any facet. Obviously, positive things. Don't encourage them if they're out gangbanging around the streets. But encourage them in positive ways and support them no matter what because they need a parent's support. Everybody does, you know. And then as soon as a parent passes, everybody misses their parents and the words that their parents would give them and the love and the hugs. So, I would just say encourage your kids, just soak them in love and in prayer, like my brother said, and definitely you're the best example of Jesus that they will ever see. So if the parent doesn't get it right, don't expect the child to. So if you want to be the best parent you can be, get as close to God as you can because your example will rub off on your child. And if your life isn't right, don't expect your child's life to be right. So encourage your child and become the best person, the best Christian, the best son or daughter of God that you can be on your own, and watch it rub off on your child.
Wow, man, that's powerful, man. I just wrote down some things because when we do these shows, man, it's about everybody learning something. And I just from the both of y'all share that advice, man, the takeaways I got. Prayer, obviously, number one. So parents, make sure we're praying for our kids. Kids, make sure you're praying. So that you can make sure, like the word says, God is going to order your steps. So make sure that you pray in that. Encourage them, parents. And kids, you stay encouraged. And you make sure you hang around other peers that will encourage you to do the right thing. That's where that accountability come in. Parents, let's support our kids. I heard Marcus talking about that and Anthony. Love, which is the key. It's not enough of that. That's why we got so much violence. But that's the reason for 3T Radio, because we about to push this message of love and hope over the radio. So we want to make sure that people are hearing this. And Dan being an example, I remember my uncle used to say to me, you know, don't do what you see. Do what I tell you. And I was just like, wait, man, that don't make sense. Because I'm looking at you drinking and smoking, but you telling me don't do it. So, Marcus, you right on the money, man. That example is the key. And if we hear something different than what we see, that's where the confusion comes. And we call mm-hmm. that in the counseling side cognitive dissonance, where you think and your thoughts and your actions are not lining up. So, brothers, I really appreciate the both of you all, man, being a part of 3T Radio, the inaugural show. Really quickly, can you, in about 30 seconds, Anthony, tell us what's next for you, man? What's your next project? How can the people follow you?
My next project is actually a compilation album called Releasing Heaven Inside of You, and it's based on life experiences, life stories, and also it's just great music. It's all from God. It's revelation and wisdom from God, and it's definitely, you guys definitely look out for that. I'm actually going to be dropping a mixtape as well this summer.
Okay.
Actually, on my birthday, July 5th. So,
okay.
I'm not going to disclose the name of that. It's actually a surprise. But just follow me. I'm on Twitter at Malone's Music. I'm also definitely a Facebook junkie.
Okay.
I need deliverance.
Anthony, you're going to be at an event in August too, man. You got to mention it, brother. Really quickly. Come on, man.
Yeah, definitely. That was actually the big bang. August 3rd, guys.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, what's going on August 3rd, Anthony?
The Black Tuxedo Gala.
Watch out, man.
It definitely is going to go out in there. I mean, you guys bring out everybody. I mean, it's going to be a great event. You got your very own Team Train representative.
Now, what train?
Team Train.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Then you got your own A. Malone, you know, coming through just to bless you guys with the best sounds from heaven. And, I definitely think you guys should come out. Dwayne, I think you could elaborate a little bit more. I think it's $65 free registration and $75 at the door. So, you guys definitely come out. It's definitely well worth it. I'm pretty sure that there'll be food, beverages, the whole nine. It's at a great location, in Elmhurst, Illinois, at the Clarion Inn. And it's a beautiful convention center. You guys would love it. And just definitely come out, support me, support Team Train. Team Train is definitely doing something positive, and not only just positive, but something that's worth something. It's kingdom. It's kingdom-based. It's integral. So come out, enjoy yourself, family, friends, couples, old folk, young folk, everybody. Just bring a whole gang.
We're just
going to praise God on that night. We're going to praise God. We're going to give God all the glory like we always do. And we're just trying to be in God's presence on that night and hear from God and hear what God is trying to tell us to do. You definitely want to come out because it'll be a breakthrough for you. You never know. You might get the answer to the business that you've been waiting on. You might get a new idea on an invention. You might get a new song. You might get a new book. God might just speak through someone to speak through the heavens, straight downloading it, download straight to you. So just come through, enjoy yourself. I love you guys. I'm thankful for all of you. Thank you for supporting me. And I'm just so thankful. I love you guys. Thank you, Marcus, as well, brother. I appreciate you. You've been a blessing to the community and the kingdom. Love what you're doing, man. Keep up the good work, man. I'm definitely a supporter of what you're doing, brother.
That's right. That's right. Now, Marcus, why don't you tell the people really quickly what's next for you and what's your next project?
For sure. Well, a lot of people might know me by my stage name, which is Jitta. It's J-I-T-A, which stands for Jesus is the Answer. So you guys can reach me on my website. That's Jitta, J-I-T-A, productions.com. My last album is actually available as a free download. The reason it's free is because I do not want money hindering people from receiving the word. This album is definitely geared towards non-believers. It's called Transition Music, so it's designed to help non-believers transition to the church. So honestly, everybody can enjoy the music, whether you're grown Christian, baby Christian, want nothing to do with God. This is meant for an audience that things that church can't relate to them. So if you know somebody who is interested in God or who needs to be interested in God, download the album for it, pass it along to them, burn copies, send the link. It's absolutely free. So if you want to connect with me, you can find me on Twitter. My handle is at Official Jitta. Again, Official J-I-T-A. Hit me up on Twitter, at me. I love to connect with people. I love to minister if the Lord allows me to. And it's been a pleasure. So thank you very much for having me on the show, and I hope to connect with you guys soon.
That's right, you all. You heard it straight from the train. You know, we've had our special guest, Anthony Malone, and my man Marcus Velasquez, two awesome brothers I got so much respect for. And that's not the end, you all. We're going to keep this train moving. We're going to go to a break because we've got to pay the bills. And then we're going to come back with our next guest, Dr. Eric Walker. So stay tuned. We're going to a commercial right now.
Attention all gospel artists, it's your man Black Noise, gospel hip-hop producer from Chicago. If you're looking for some of the hottest beats around, check me out at soundcloud.com/blacknoise. That's B-L-A-Q-N-O-Y-Z. And if you're interested, contact me at twitter.com/blacknoise. B-L-A-Q-N-O-Y-Z. Let's work.
Transition Music Volume 1 with classic tracks like Dream On. Gotta prove something.
I gotta prove something.
And gotta have more.
So I gotta have more.
Download the album for free at jitterproductions.com/transition. That's J-I-T-A productions.com/transition. Have you transitioned yet?
All of life's blessings, more than just a session, I will give him reverence. Holiness I'm pressing, you can call it an obsession. When I'm soaking in his presence, he removes all my aggression. Due to my confession, he removed all my transgressions. When he rose at the ascension, he made the greatest impression. Beyond all comprehension, I'm proud to be his possession. Release pressure, decompression, he's the answer to my questions. He's praying in a session, preaching his word is my profession. I used to own sin, but he took it, repossession. Moving forward, no regression, being blunt with no discretion. The kingdom of God never suffers effects of recession. My life is the expression, tested. Been through the fire and I am now fully invested. Submission is suggested. Let's give him all the glory he's been requesting. Let's get it. Yeah, Black Noise.
Okay, we back. We're back with 3T Radio with your host, Mr. Smith, D. Smith, and I got the doctor, Dr. Eric Walker, my main man, West Side in the house. Dr. Walker, what's up, baby?
Not much. What's up with you?
Man, look, man, we talking about this peer pressure thing, and we know nobody would know better than the doc. So, doc, we want to get right into it. First of all, let me say this to you, man. It's an honor to have you on the radio. For the radio listeners, I just want to first of all say to you that we don't have enough time to introduce this brother. This brother has done some wonderful things in the community. He's a family man, business owner, PhD, master degree. He graduated from high school. Marshall, what's up? Marshall Commandos. But we're going to get right into it because we're talking about peer pressure. And, Doc, I know you've seen peer pressure on so many levels, you know, academically, being in the law enforcement profession, you know, being a professor. Why don't you first of all tell us, Doc, how did peer pressure positively and negatively impact your life?
Well, that's a complex question.
Yes, sir.
We still deal with peer pressure even to the day, you know. So as far as growing up in high school, you know, because you was right next to me in regards
that's right.
to being in principal scholars and even competing against people of our peers to try to be the number one in our class was one pressure that we put on ourselves, which was a good pressure, okay? But the second thing was, you know, once we got ready to go to college, realized that we was in the top 10 of our class, realized that we could go any place in the country to go to school. We all decided to go to one school, and our counselor at the time pulled us to the side. I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah, I remember. I'm still mad about it now. No, I'm just kidding.
He said to us, don't be surprised, coming from the West Side, even though you're a top 10 student, that you would go to college and flunk out your first year. Be back home.
I remember that, man. Yeah, go ahead, Doc.
So that put pressure on us right there, the peer pressure, just from our counselor and other people in the neighborhood who were saying, even though we were smart, allegedly, and they were saying that when you go to college, it's going to be a different month, y'all going to be right back here with us and different things like that. These were people, our peers, who was putting pressure on us at the time. So we, as a unit, me, you, and the other two guys that went down to school with us, said that we was going to go down and make sure we don't come back and flunk out.
That's true.
Because of that, I appreciate what she did, because that instilled in us, you know, the challenge to be better, you know, not just rest on our morals that, hey, you know, we top 10 students. We had to go to Malcolm X to get college credit because we were so smart for Marshall, math, and all that good stuff. But reality set in, too, when we got to school. We started taking a math class, and we didn't feel like we was up to par with them, you know, with the counterparts.
Yeah.
So it's pressure, again, from a different angle. You know?
That's true.
So it's a lot of pressure.
That's true, Doc. You know, you really hitting on some major areas, Doc, because you're right. It is a complex situation, and our young people are seeing it in all these different areas of their lives. And so, Doc, you said something that was key. You know, together we were able to positively influence each other to go to school, and not only go to school but stay in school. For our listening audience, it was four of us, like the Doc said. We was the West Side crew. You know, we went down there. We turned it up on the campus. Watch out now. We're still legendary. And so, but then we came back. and like Dr. Walker said, there was still pressure at the next level. Doc, I'd like for you to share, just in your opinion, does peer pressure impact girls differently than it does boys?
Most definitely. It does.
Okay.
You know, I think guys, the pressure they have from the street level is more or less gangs, you know, and I'm a gang specialist. So in gang-wise, you know, they deal more with gang issues than girls. Now, don't get me wrong, girls do get involved in gangs, but girl pressure is a little different. It's pressure in regards to being sexually active and things like that. For instance, like when we was growing up, you may have most girls weren't sexually active. You may have one or two that maybe was, and they was known as the outcasts, for instance. They would be the ones that were targeted as for name-calling and things like that. Today is a different pressure. The pressure is if you're not active, you are the outcast. Totally different. So they're dealing with different element. Example, you know, we all in a fraternity, and one of my fraternity brothers called me and said, hey, I need your help because I don't know what to do with my daughter. And they assumed that because I'm in law enforcement, I know the answer to everything. And they would say, he said, look, she was a mother called her, you know, doing explicit videos or pictures on the telephone. And not only that, she grounded her, thought that would be the end of it. One day she thought she was asleep. She gets up. She comes out. The daughter's in the window on a three-story apartment complex, in the window, basically doing a spread shot. Why?
Wow.
The boys were downstairs in the car looking up, and him and his boys sitting there doing their thing. Now, we read through the text message. Basically, they were saying how everybody was calling her lame because she wasn't, you know, doing certain things sexually and all that. So she felt the pressure
to
do that. So she decided to do these pictures to show that I'm not a lame. Now, this stuff is all on camera. Of course, you know, we didn't have to deal with the internet and stuff when we was growing up. They do. Media and all, so it's out there, and you can never get it back, and it just really has destroyed her as far as that, you know. So that's a different pressure that women will have, or young ladies will have, compared to men, you know, and things like that. If they're not having sex, if they're not doing that type of stuff, then they got the pressure from people who are saying basically there's other terms they use, but I'm going to use the word lame. They're not doing this and things like that, and that's the pressure we have. And not only pressure like that, a lot of them are so under so much pressure, they're angry, man, very, very angry individuals, you know. Again, I had a young man come in, and, you know, they don't have no respect for adults anymore. Okay?
Yeah.
Because maybe they're raising themselves, I don't know, and things like that, plus what society is doing, where he was in there, and they got him in for aggravated assault to the police officer. When you talk about aggravated assault, that means you did something verbally to the police, right? So it's aggravated because it is a police officer, right? So he comes in and he's angry. He's sitting there angry, and I'm like, what's wrong? He's just like, nothing. And I read the report. And I'm like, why would you say that to the police? He said the police need to learn how to talk to him. I said, what do you mean by that? I said, all the police did was say, hey, who over here got a gun? And you said, if you didn't have that badge and gun, I'd, you know, kick your butt.
Right.
The police like, what? And from there it started. So when he's sitting there, he's still mad. I said, man, look what you've done. The consequences for your actions. Now you're here because you want to be tough in front of your friends. He said, everybody does it. Everybody said it. So he said it. He got locked up. And then his mother was there. Had to come 3 o'clock in the morning on the bus to come get him. And I said, now look what you did. Your consequences not only affected you, now it's affecting your mother and all that. So you got to understand what you're doing. It's not positive. I always say you can't win when it comes down to your authority. So you say, yes, ma'am, yes, sir. And if they do something wrong, they say something wrong, you get them on the other end, which is filing a complaint, things like that. You don't do it at that time. He say, hey, that's just the way the street is. You got to show that you're tough. You got to do this. Otherwise, people going to punk you. So I had to just say that. I said, did anybody else in the crowd say it? No. I said, well, that shows you. You know, that wasn't the right thing to do. So this is the thing. They pressure because they want to appear to be tough. Listen to Chief Keith, things like that. They want to be tough. This is what's happening.
You know what, Doc? That's good what you're saying, and it's interesting because our first two guests that was on the show, they are from the music industry, so you kind of even touched on that, the power and the influence of music. You know, we talk about are you leading or being led. I remember we was coming up, man, NWA was out there, and, you know, and, man, I'm hearing this music talking about blank the police, and I'm mad at the police just when they drive by me, and they just doing their job. If they pull me over because I ran the light, I don't need to be upset. But that power, that influence of that music, man, that pressure from those lyrics got into me, man, and now all of a sudden I'm operating out of that. And it's interesting that you said that because people are trying to be something based off what they see, and that's still another form of pressure. So that's
correct.
That's awesome you brought that out, Doc. Doc, let me ask you today, in your expert opinion, what do you think is the greatest form of pressure that our young people are dealing with?
Again, that's kind of hard. The greatest, you can't really say great because everybody have different pressures. You can't really say one. Just say everybody, you know. But I still think it's just, I mean, I think they still got the same pressure that we had when we was growing up, you know.
Okay.
The same peer pressure. I just think it's magnified. The reason why it's magnified, again, is because cell phones, you know, and the media. And
social
and
media,
I think it's more than that. I mean, rap, you said something about rap. Let's look at this. When we was growing up, it was only NWA, though. That was
talking
negative stuff like that at that time in the 80s. Then everybody else came along after that. You think about what the kids going through now, everybody talking negative about how they use women, how they do that, how they, you know, how they make money, how you go. And so with us, we was looking at, man, how can we go on in the future and maybe be rich, working the hard way, making, getting degrees and things like that, where they're living in an instant gratification society. Mm. So you realize, well, the saddest thing ever being in law enforcement is when I first became a police officer, and I realized the pressure that these kids are under because I see a kid, and I tell them, hey, you got to get off the street because it's curfew. They would say, hey, why you always messing with me? That's what they would say. Mm-hmm. I said, you don't want to be out on the street because things going to happen. So that same month, that guy got shot, right?
Wow.
All right? Now, he told me I got him. He wound up surviving. I said, man, why was you out there? He said, look, I'm about to be 16. I just want to make it to be 16. Now, listen to what I said. He just wanted to make it to be 16. Okay, so like another couple weeks later, got another call, went over there. He was all bloody in his head again. We thought he got shot again. This time, he had got stabbed all in the head. He got in a car with an opposite gang, and they went and got high, and then they stabbed them all up. Now, the first time he got shot in the head, but it's lodged right underneath the skin. So it hit his skull and traveled around and came out the other side, but it never went through his skull. Now, how blessed was he right then and there?
Yeah,
so I told him, I said, you blessed. You need to, you know, stay off the street. The third time was a charm. I'm driving. I hear shots fired. Person down. They said it. I knew who it was. I felt it in my heart who it was. Went over there, seen his Air Jordans up in the air. He was gone. He had just made it to be 16. Just made it to be 16. So me, I want to make it be 90, 95, 100. They
want to
be
16. Right, man. That good old age, you know?
Right, but they want to be 16 because they looking at, I'm not going to live that long. I just want to get what I can right now. What does that mean? Sex? Does that mean drugs? That means selling drugs? That means getting that money, getting that Mercedes Benz, whatever they want. Whatever they want right now, and be done. If they only live to be 20, that's good for them. was totally different than our generation. What we got to get the kids to realize is more to it than just instant gratification. Wow. Who don't want to be a millionaire? All of us want to play lotto every now and then and become instant millionaires. But we realize the chance of that is really none.
Right.
You know, slim to none. And as far as the people in society, as far as the kids, what they got to understand, even being in a dope game, the life expectancy is 5 to 10 years. Five to 10 years, you're going to either be, you might become successful, and you, A, you're going to be in jail. B, one of your friends going to kill you, because that's who usually kill you, not somebody else. And that's it. The only two options you have. You're only going to be that way. You know what I'm saying? That's what's going to happen to you. So it's two different things happen. And then the feds have also incorporated these new laws, RICO laws, to get African-Americans and Latinos, to get them, put them behind bars. Cause
wow.
Just for the mafia. Now they started using it. That's why so many of us are in jail. Because before selling drugs, yeah, you would go to jail for a couple years, maybe 5 years. Now you're going to jail 30 years to life because they're adding anything that you've done in your past. If you had a gun when you was little and you got caught, now it's added onto your sentence. So another 5 years if you go federal time. So that's where you they get 50 years. And when you do federal time, you do all of it. So you ain't coming out. So they got to be smarter than that, realizing again, but how can you tell somebody to go to McDonald's or go to Lowe's and start working and go to school to get a degree when they see their friend right next to them making $30,000 in a week and you trying to do $30,000 a year? So it's hard for you to tell them that. It's hard for them to understand that. You know, so okay. That's the pressure they're under.
Right. Now, you know what, Doc? We got a caller coming in on line three right now. There's Janine calling from Chicago, Illinois. Janine, won't you let's hear what you got to say. What do you think about what we're talking about?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure because I was calling to congratulate you on your radio show.
What's up, Jay? How you doing?
Pretty good.
Yeah, Doc, can you hear her?
Eric Walker.
I can hear her. How you doing, young lady?
Eric, how are you?
I'm all right, and you?
Look, for our listening audience, Janine is my little sister. She's Eric's little sister. We all grew up together. We all used to gangbang together. No, I'm just kidding. We all didn't gangbang.
We all went to college together
and all graduated. So, yeah, what's up, Jay? Thank you for the congratulations.
You are very welcome.
Yeah. So do you have any comments about what we're talking about?
She was saying something when
the
you cut off.
The show is very interesting. I like how it's going. Eric, that's some great, I mean, that's some wisdom right there, you departing. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
And it's good coming from you, you know, considering.
I knew you were going to say that.
I could probably attest to some of that, too.
Look, y'all, we not about to go and pull skeletons out on people on the radio show, y'all, okay?
Talking about skeletons. I was talking about his line of work.
That's right.
What you talking about?
That's true.
Of course, Dwayne going there. Dwayne is going there. Don't you see it?
Dwayne, right.
I have to second what she said. It is great to have, you know, you open up a line of communication for the youth and adults to talk because this is important. Because, I mean, youth feel like another thing that youth, they feel like we owe them something. As adults, we owe them something. Everything is theirs, and we owe them something. Everything is about them. You know, it's totally different when we grew up, you know. So, again, for you to say, well, you need to listen to me, they don't hear that. They don't really understand that because it's a me society. So you feel like that. So for you to be able to come out here and have a forum like this so they can understand when they may be going through this with their parents thinking my parents are against me or my parents don't really listen to me, and then they realize hearing other parents on the air saying the same thing, then it's a great forum, man. I think it's a great thing.
Thank you, brother. Well, you know what? For our listening audience, what we want to do is this. We want to say to the parents who are listening, we want to hear from you. Obviously not today because the train is about to get ready to pull into the station shortly. And for the youth that have been listening attentively to what's been said, we want to also say to you on the show next week, we want you to call in and comment. The doctor, we're going to have him back on a regular basis because – like Janine said, he really dropped some wisdom. A special thanks to our two musical guests, Marcus and Anthony, who are doing a great thing. Big shouts out to them. And so we're really excited about what's happening. We thank God for this opportunity to do this. And, Doc, I'm looking forward to getting you back on the show on a regular basis. You know, the Doc brings a lot of knowledge. Janine is going to be calling in, being a part of the show as well as so many others. Just so you all know, we're going to have a Law and Order segment. We're going to be talking about, you know, wealth and finance. We're going to be talking to our young people and the parents, parenting skills, how to deal with certain things. We like for every parent to email us. Go to the website, www.teen-train.org. Email me questions that you may have, that you may want to ask the doctor, you know, from a legal standpoint. We also got attorneys that's going to be on the show. We got different type of people that are going to come in. Email us some of your comments, your questions, your suggestions about some things that you may be dealing with. Get it into us. And what we want to do is we want to address that. We also going to have a segment,
a
Real
mediator.
Talk with JD, my man from the ATL, going to be on the show. So it's going to be good, you all. So what we're going to do is we're going to get ready to make a couple announcements, then we're going to go to a commercial break. One announcement I want to make is that July 20th, we got a skating event out at the Lombard Roller Rink. And so it's a fundraiser for the organization. Everybody, you can get your tickets online. And the other thing, we want to plug the Black Tie Gala, and we're going to go to a commercial right now.
Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip, and prepare, fall short of the glory. God exists, he sees your torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift. Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip, every man falls short of the glory. God exists, he sees your torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift.
It's imaginary false. If you think you ain't got flaws, society will tell you lost. Set a foe to greater cause, but they don't even follow them. Try hard to model them, take problems and they bottle them. So desperate for lotto wins, we all fall short like we getting on the ride. Can't make high requirements and get pushed to the side. If ain't nobody perfect, man, then what's the point of trying? We gain money, fame, and status, but we all end up still dying. This world ain't got no hope. Life is like a vapor in the midst of all the lies. Please do me one favor. Evaluate your life and the world that you're living. It seems as if people are taking more than they're giving. You're running sex, lies, drugs, liquor, and religion. You fill yourself up with so much stuff, yet there's something missing. You wanna be loved unconditionally. Yeah, people can't fill that void, you see. But I found a cure, I found a hope. Better yet, he found me, changed me eternally. He gave me a reason for breathing in every season. His name is Jesus.
Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip. Every man falls short of the glory. God exists, he sees your torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift. Imaginary, your mind stays split, don't trip. Every man falls short of the glory. God exists, he sees your torn and ripped. Open up your heart and your mind and just accept his gift.
Your imagination's tripping if you think you got like figured out. Scream and shout, live it out, but all the while you in doubt. Who gave you your imagination to provide your dreams? We got no grip on life, so someone else in charge it seems. This world is bursting at the seams. I've seen the scenes, the fiends, the kings, the queens. We must have long arms, cause we pat ourselves on the back. We're causing much harm, and yet we ignore all the facts. Life is so dramatic, we all acting erratic. We wanna be.
All right, all right, all right. This is your train conductor, D. Smith, back with 3T Radio, Teen Train Talk Radio, coming live. I'm telling you all right now, we're going to be the number one radio talk show in the nation. I'm declaring that thing. We got some great topics. We got some wonderful guests. We got some anointed host that's going to be on the show coming in talking. We're going to have conversations that's going to be specific to the young ladies, to the young men. We want to arm our young people up. We want to tool up the parents. We want to support the family. And we want to really see people moving in a positive direction in life. One of the things that I came to understand growing up, we don't succeed until we all succeed. What does that mean? That means if I'm doing well and my brother or my sister is not, then I'm really not doing well. I didn't do my job. And so one of the messages that we want to bring through this radio show is let's all do what the Word of God says. Let's be our brother's keeper. Let's be our sister's keeper. Let's hold each other accountable. Let's do the right thing. Young people, I want to say to you, be courageous.
You know, don't, you know, Dr. Walker shared some things. Mark has shared some things today. Anthony shared some things. Don't be ashamed of who you are. God has put something in you. And what you do is you allow him to bring that out. You don't have to do nothing but trust him. You don't have to do nothing but pray. You don't have to do nothing but believe. And don't succumb under pressure. But let me say this to you, young people. Even if you fall, the Bible says, a righteous man may fall 7 times, but guess what? He keeps getting up. That means even when you fail, success is on the other side of the failure. So don't give up. Don't cave in. Don't quit. That's what 3T Radio is all about, and I'm excited. And we want to hear from you. Visit us at www.teen-train.org. Follow us on Facebook. Go and click You Like Us. We want to really begin to drive our likes up. Also, follow us on Twitter because we're there. We want you to really, 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 social media is out there. Let's use it for the good stuff. And what I want to do is this. I want to, again, remind you all that we have our family skate night, and that's going to be July the 20th. Mark your calendars, and it's going to be at the Lombard Roller Rink. The advertisement will be up on the website this week. So we want you to really get on board, tell your friends, everybody come out. If you can skate, if you can't skate, be there, because it's a fundraiser for the organization. For any business owners that are listening in to the radio station, if you want a commercial on the show, contact me directly through the website, and we can make that happen. Also, I want to leave our young people and our parents with a scripture. It comes out of Psalms chapter 1. And it relates directly to this whole peer pressure thing. That, and we're going to still talk about this because there's so much to talk about. But this is what it says. It says, "Oh, the joy of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around the sinners, stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers." Verse 2, it says, "But they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night." Verse 3, "They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves will never wither, and they prosper in all they do." Man, that's a mouthful right there. Because if you see trees, you know, you can look up at the leaves and you know that they are being nourished. Because it may, the ground may look dry, but they're getting nourishment from somewhere. And so that applies even to our young people and to anybody. You make sure that you're getting nourished. Spend time in prayer. Read the word. Connect yourself with a good church. Hang out with positive people. Do positive things. And when that happens, we'll see positive change happen not only in our homes, but in our communities and our cities. This is the train, and the train is unstoppable. And I want you all to know this is just the beginning. Until next week, this is your train conductor, D. Smith, getting ready to pull this train into the station. But I want to warn you, don't get in front of the train, because once the momentum is up, if you saw that movie Unstoppable, nothing can stop it. And that's what we are, and that's who we are. So until next week, God bless you. Peace. Like my man used to say on the show, he said, peace, love you, good night. Got to see y'all next week, okay? So talk to y'all soon. God bless you.
This beat just feels epic. Like I gotta say something important on it, or this beat is just gonna go to waste. You know what I mean? I know you feel it. Come on. Yeah. I'm here to make a statement. Your heart's harder than pavement. Society's enslavement. Morals on vacation. I'm living with impatience. Don't wanna be the greatest. Don't care if I get famous, but they say that I can make it, and yes, I got the talent. They want me swallowing liquor by the gallons. No, I'd much rather think sober. I'm trying to reach the world while she gives me the cold shoulder. Yeah, yeah, and it's so ice cold. I'm bleeding on a track, pouring out my soul. Only to get a moment of your time. The truth can be seen, but not by the blind. And that's molded physically. These words are imagery, trying to help you picture visibly that life ain't just practice. Death will put you to sleep without no mattress.
I gotta keep it real, I gotta keep it real.
gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel. I gotta keep it real, I gotta keep it real. I gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel. I gotta keep it real,
real,
gotta keep it real,
real,
gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel.
Feel,
gotta keep it real,
real,
gotta keep it real,
real,
gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel. I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel. I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real.
Gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel.
The truth is, I ain't nobody special. Don't deserve no medals, fall into the flow like a flower petal. But when I'm on my knees, I'm dangerous, cause I just get emptied of me. Myself, the world's biggest hindrance. Land of milk and honey, but I was just an immigrant. I wasn't allowed access, no key. I talked to the owner, but he didn't know me. So I asked him to show me slowly what it would take to become homies. I didn't have what it took. Matter of fact, the whole world falls short of the good book. I had offended my creator. My sentence was death. I find myself needing a savior. And you too, this ain't just for you too. But Jesus is calling now, what will you do?
I gotta keep it real, I gotta keep it real. I gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel. I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real.
I gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel. I gotta keep it real,
real,
gotta keep it real,
real,
gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel.
Feel,
gotta keep it real,
real,
gotta keep it real,
real,
gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel. I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel. I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel.
Everybody talks about keeping it real. This is my track to keep it real. This is the real Jitta, the real me. I'm letting y'all know about me, inside of me, who I am, who I represent, what makes me me. And if I can keep it real this day and every day, let you know that Jesus Christ is Lord and he wants you.
I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel. I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel. I gotta keep it real,
real,
gotta keep it real,
real,
gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel.
Feel,
gotta keep it real,
real,
gotta keep it real,
real,
gotta keep it real, letting y'all know how I feel.
I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real,
letting y'all know how I feel.
I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real,
I gotta keep it real,
letting y'all know how I feel.